This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Joy, you hope you're enjoying your weekend. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. And my co-host here today is Leo Honeycutt, leohoneycutt.net. Leo, glad to see you here today. How you getting along?
I'm doing just fine. It's the weekend.
It is the weekend, and you've had a busy week. We had Memorial Weekend last weekend, and lots going on. We're trying to make the best of the weather and get a little warm down for us here, as it is through most of the country. But we're going to have a lively show today. Glad you folks are listening. Leo, I love this story. 93-year-old guy has been golfing most of his life. And he's really getting bursitis, and he's getting arthritis, and he's really wearing down. He tells his wife, look, this is the last link I'm going to play. I'm 93. He lives up in Ohio. And he says, I think I'm just going to shut it down. I've got a couple of buddies I'm going to play with.
All right, here it comes.
And on the fifth hole, the guy makes a hole-in-one. The last round of golf he ever plays, he makes a hole-in-one. Ben Bender is his name. Live it up in Ohio. Ben, congratulations. How would you like to go out as a golfer? Are you a golfer, Leo, or not?
I have been thrown off some of the best courses in America.
I tell you, as I get my arthritis and my problems, it's a little harder to swing a golf club. I'm going up to North Carolina. We're going up around Statesville, North Carolina. We have a number of listeners up there, and I'll be up there hitting the golf club here week after next. It's cool up there. It's a mountain course. I do it mainly for exercise. But, Ben, congratulations to you. I hope at 93 I hope I'm going to be well enough just to kind of walk up to the first tee, let alone make a
93, I hope I'll just think about and I never remember what golf is.
Just to make a hole-in-one up there. Will, you did a great job up there.
What a swing. That had to be, I hope they recorded it on video.
Well, I don't. They probably didn't. He probably doesn't have it on video. And hey, maybe his buddies just made it up. You know,
Now we're gonna give it to him.
No, we're gonna give you the hole in one, Ben. I hope I'm lucky enough to get one right that close some point in time. Leo and I were talking about off the air about this story that just came out about what's the future of robots. The creator of some very lifelike robots, his name is David Hanson. He created several eerily lifelike robots, and he puts in all the computers into them and everything. He says that humans will soon be able to marry their amorous androids.
Wait, what?
Marry your android by 2045.
Oh,
Leo,
come
this
on.
Is 2018. He says they expect androids to get the same civil rights as humans by 2045. That includes the right to marry, own land, and vote in general elections.
What?
So, you're going to have your robot. Look, if you can't get to go vote, just have your robot go down there and vote there for you, I guess, right?
Well, I guess so. And a robot's going to last forever. So that means if you deed everything to them, they will never die. So they can keep that. This is sci-fi. That's all this is. This is just a sci-fi.
On the other hand, your car doesn't last forever, though. You can replace the parts up to a point, but at some point,
you don't marry it. You don't marry your car.
He says robots. He expects robots to surpass nearly everything that humans can do by 2035, is what he says. And he says as people's demands for more generally intelligent machines push the complexity, then artificial intelligence will be the tipping point where robots are going to exist and live to be free. Live to be free. It's like, what's the world coming to?
Well, and it's not like we're waking up to this. In 1968, Stanley Kubrick put out 2001, A Space Odyssey. And who can forget the HAL 2000? HAL robot. You know, we were saying, like, HAL, would you open the pod bay doors and the and he leaves him outside the spaceship, and Hal, the robot who controls the entire ship, says, "I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave."
I remember that. Oh, how weird the projection would be. Leo, it brings up the whole idea of artificial intelligence is what the creator is doing with the robot. And I saw an interesting story about the future. If you want to advise your kid or grandkid in terms of the future they should go in, artificial intelligence researchers are making more than $1 million, particularly in a lot of in Silicon Valley and companies all over the country, because there's such a demand for knowledge of coding, of technical computer knowledge, and how you develop artificial intelligence, how computers talk to each other. It's just not the robots, it's the whole machinery of running companies through the technology of computers. It's really going to be amazing, but these young people can make, one company top researcher makes more than $1.9 million because they just can't find anybody else. A lot of them making $800,000. You can start out at $425,000.
Okay, now let me make sure I'm understanding you right. You're saying the people out of college who understand artificial intelligence can start making $500,000 to $1 million a year.
When they come out of college, if they have the technical knowledge where they can build in this artificial intelligence into the company systems that run their company.
That's just what we used to call data processing, because you're automating so much of the mundane tasks. So that's really sort of an extension of that. Wouldn't that be that?
Well, yes, so that you don't have the labor, people become irrelevant in those particular areas, or it is so technically difficult that we just don't, that there's such a handful that understand how it works that, some super bright young guy or gal that knows how to do this can build it all into the system and make the system work. Let me give you an example. I was reading an article about Facebook, for example. We see the simplicity of Facebook when we go on and post items, and we see that Mark Zuckerberg is the spokesman with some of the controversy going on right now. But they have a whole series of young geeks I happen to know that live in New York. They are the superstars of Facebook that do all the behind-the-scenes structure of the system. They're all paid astronomical sums of money. They kind of come and go when they please. Facebook has chefs on call 24 hours a day to feed them, because they may come in at noon and work till 3 or 4 in the morning. It's just a whole different world that you and I, who are the old, not 8 to 5, but 6 to 10. I used to work 60, 80 hours a week in my law practice hands-on, but I did it in a structured way. I was at the same time every day. I put on my coat and tie. I dealt with my what I thought was one of the top professions as a lawyer, but I'd be irrelevant today with so much of the changes going on in the law and in how business operates. And so it's a new world for young people that are coming up who can make a great sum of money, and I guess that's where the competition is in terms of education.
Well, with the exception of the great sum of money, I can certainly sympathize with them and understand their world, because as a writer, I get up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning all the time and write and keep different hours, because you work on different projects and you research all the time, so you can do that with a laptop anywhere, anytime, as long as you have a connection to the Internet.
Well, it's shown a tremendous change in our lifetimes. You and I recall this. Younger listeners out here don't, but, I can recall back when with the blue laws where on Sundays came around and nothing was open.
That's right.
First of all, we didn't have Walmarts or any stores, superstores like that of any kind. The car dealers are not open.
Still, to this day.
Oh, well, a lot of the car dealers are, I think.
Well, you can go look, but they can't.
Can't buy by law?
Right.
By law, you can't do that. In some states, you can. I thought you could in Louisiana. Changing world out there. So much going on that we want to tell you about here today. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Want to talk about high-profile things. We're going to talk about the NFL taking a knee. We're going to talk about Starbucks. We got a full agenda with us, so stay tuned here. I'll be right back with Leo Honeycutt. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Leo Honeycutt is here with me. Leo, I want to tell you about this story that kind of concerned me. There's a big controversy up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have a lot of listeners in the state of Wisconsin. And the starting guard for the Milwaukee Bucks is a guy named Sterling Brown. He's an athlete up there, happens to be African-American, as are most of the NBA superstars that you find. More power to them. What wonderful, wonderful basketball going on right now that we might talk about later on the show. Sterling Brown pulls into a Walmart late one night, and he takes up not one but two handicapped parking spaces. He completely blocks two handicapped parking spaces. So complaints made, and the police come along, and I don't know the details of what happened, but a body camera reported that the police officers told him to move, and he apparently said something, and the next thing you know, the guy gets tasered, and they're very upset about the guy getting tasered up in Milwaukee. Now, if he was not tasered for proper reasons, they should be upset. But I'm upset that this superstar thinks he's entitled to take up two handicapped parking spots that started the whole ruckus to begin with. What is this guy flaunting his big shot sports ability when there's someone who could be handicapped that needs that spot? And Leo, I'm using him as an example, but I see that all the time. I go into a Walmart parking lot. I go to my health club the other day. I belong to a health club in my hometown here in Baton Rouge. And here's some lady that pulls right into the handicapped parking spot, got a handicapped sticker on the car, and she jumps right out to go get her workout in. Well, maybe it's her grandmother's or something like that, but why are we allowing people like that to abuse the system? We set up a system where people who need handicapped parking spots can have it, and yet the abuses go on, and if you get caught, they fine you $50. If I could make my recommendation, I would think if someone is parked in a handicapped parking spot and they're not handicapped, you tow their car, you put it in the pound, take their car away from them for a week or two, and fine them $1,000. Let's get their attention. You see, we don't get anybody's attention. We pity pat. We pity pat. I'm on a rant here right now, Leo, as you can tell. We pity pat with trash on the highway. Oh, if you throw out your McDonald's wrappers and your chicken wings and your beer cans, we're going to find
diapers.
What?
And diapers.
And you're, yes, right. And your dirty diapers, you're going to get fined $50 or $100. Someone does something like that, they ought to go to jail for 5 minutes. They ought to go out there and be sentenced to 10 days out on the highway picking all that trash up. And it's just not right for you and I to obey the law and have pride in our individual states and yet have the trash that we so throw. I live in a nice subdivision in Baton Rouge. I drove home last night. My roads were clean as I could in front of my house. This morning when I go out, there's McDonald's cups thrown on the center of the highway, and there's McDonald's trash. Some smart aleck kid just throws his trash out in the road. I'd like to find that smart aleck kid. We just don't have the pride in what we do anymore, and it goes to Milwaukee, to Sterling Brown, who just doesn't give a damn. He's a big shot, so he's going to park in two handicapped not one, but two handicapped parking spots, and the kid in my subdivision that throws his McDonald's package out, there's a lack of respect in this country, and I'll tell you what, that plays into the success of our president right now. I know Donald Trump is a very controversial guy. I don't agree with much of what he says, but he's right on when he talks about the lack of respect in this country today by those that just don't give a darn. And I'm getting fed up with it. Leo, how about you?
Well, having just seen the movie Network just the other night, you really do remind me of you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. Now, how you can actually put legs on what you're saying, I don't know, because it does take a pride that comes from within and not from without. In other words, the kid that threw the McDonald's cups and stuff out is just somebody who just does it, who thinks that the world is his trash can. And somebody who's in the NBA that parks in two handicapped spots and then gets caught, because usually they don't get caught. I'm after having done the book on Skip Berkman and learned a lot about athletes, baseball players, football players, because, I mean, it's a very rich story. But these kids come up through high school, and they are idolized by not just the fans, but by the media. And they get so much media attention. They get cameras. They get stories written about them. They see their name in print all the time. And there is a certain entitlement attitude that a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them adopt. So that sort of would play into what happened up in Wisconsin, you know, that this guy is kind of like, well, I'm always parking in the front. I always park near the door because I'm who I am.
Well, there's some that push the envelope, though. We live down here. Drew Brees, our iconic quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees wouldn't park in a handicapped parking spot. Decent guy that bends over. You find that true in the NBA. I'm a big LeBron James fan. We're going to watch them in a tight series here in the NBA Finals right now. I can't conceive of LeBron James pulling into a handicapped parking spot or flaunting his personality and all his fame. But some just feel like they're entitled. And you know what I like to do? But I talk about the McDonald's wrapper. There's a camera in my subdivision that we all kind of pitch in for. And I think it's pretty close to that spot. I ought to go back and get the camera feed and find out who the kid was that threw the and then go up and knock on his door with his parents and say, listen, I didn't want to disturb you, but I think something fell out of your car. I want to bring it back to you. I know you want to keep this as a souvenir. Here's your dirty diaper and your McDonald's, whatever it was.
Former State Senator Jim Brown killed today for taking that. I don't know, Jim. Nowadays, people get kind of serious and hot about that kind of thing.
But I'll tell you, I'll give you another example. I know in one southern state, I read a very interesting story. And I personally, I know some of the people involved, but a group was trying to get a Japanese automobile plant to come into the area in the South. This is a state in the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Japanese, there was a PR firm representing the Japanese up in New York. The Japanese came in to one of our southern states to look over what they thought was a wonderful site.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of car manufacturing out there. It's in the Deep South.
Very much so. Alabama, Mississippi particularly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have much here in Louisiana, but those two states where we have a lot of listeners do make a lot of vehicles. Well, the Japanese passed on this site, and so the economic development people called the public relations firm in New York that represented the Japanese, said, look, can you give us a little background? What was the problem? They said, well, you didn't have the numbers of technical workforce we wanted. But you know what the big reason was? You have all the trash on the sides of the road. We just didn't. Japanese have a lot of pride in there with family and where they live. It's very clean over there. And they
I've heard this story. Yeah.
And they say if people don't have enough pride to take care of the litter on the highways, then they're not going to have enough pride to run our factory and build our cars. And that was the primary reason why that Japanese plant did not come in, because of the trash and the litter going on.
And one of the factors, too, is they look at lawsuits. They look at labor-related lawsuits.
Well, that's a whole different story.
Which is a whole different story.
We're taking a break and you're getting to labor-related lawsuits?
Well, I do remember the story you're talking about, and I remember that it affected our state for that reason.
Folks, I'm trying to deal with Leo Hunnick, and it's tough. If you want to hear about who this guy is, go to RadioCommonSense.com. You'll learn about the quirks and eccentricities that I deal with. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to take a break and come back with some more Common Sense. Talk about the NFL kneeling right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More evidence that the White House believes that June 12th summit in Singapore between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is indeed back on the schedule. It says President Trump is spending the weekend at Camp David purposely to prepare for that summit. Yesterday, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said the United States will still insist that the North denuclearize if it is to receive any benefits at all.
We still stand for the verifiable and irreversible denuclearization of the peninsula, and the diplomats are engaged right now in New York. The advanced teams are engaged here in Singapore, and I think the hopes of all of us lie with them.
A massive wildfire in northern New Mexico remains 0% contained. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. We're talking about what's going on in the news today, and we don't have a problem. There is so much happening here. Dr. Arlene Diamond has been on our show before. She is a psychologist, and she's an advisor in terms of companies and dealing with relationships. Real interesting lady. Got a good perspective, and I want to talk about Starbucks. I've got some concerns about what is happening at Starbucks. What's the poor manager in the company to do if someone comes in and doesn't buy coffee? How they deal with all that? Hey, Dr. Diamond, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Good morning. Nice to be there.
Well, we've had you here once before, and I want to get your thoughts on this. What if you're advising, and you advise companies in terms of relationships and how they deal with problems like this, but you got a Starbucks manager, or let's say it's the Leo Honeycutt coffee shop. Let's don't make it a Starbucks thing, because these the issues are more general
issues.
Yeah, come
issues. On by.
Right. But where you can get your cappuccino, frappuccino, whatever it is.
That's right.
But what do you tell a manager to do, particularly, and this is a particular case, let's assume just a small shop with about three or four tables, and you got a couple of people, whether they're African-American or white or green or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. You just sit there, take up the space, you only got a couple of tables, and people are coming in complaining because they got no place to sit. What does the manager do? How do you deal with a problem like that?
I think he's real real problematic because places like coffee shops set themselves up for people to stay for hours. I know here in our local, we won't name the name of the shop. What was his name? Voldemort? The Voldemort shop. People bring their laptops and just stay there all day working. So it's a very difficult kind of situation for anyone in management. I think that you need to walk a fine line. I think it's about being gracious and trying to get people to buy something, move on, but not force the issue. And I think especially because we're so hypersensitive right now to any form of, quote, microaggression, unquote, that people have to be very, very sensitive to how they're handling situations. So they're better off just being gentle about it, and if they lose the battle, they lose the battle.
Well, let me tell you the battle that I lost, and I'm still real mad about it. Let me tell you, I was in New York City last weekend with my grandsons. I've got two grandsons, and we were out after a baseball game. They wanted to go to Dunkin' Donuts. So we go into I take them into Dunkin' Donuts, and it's kind of misty, kind of raining a little bit out there, but not that bad. So I got coffee and donuts. They got donuts, and they got a drink. Now, there's three tables. I'm sorry, there's two tables in Dunkin' Donuts. They're long tables, two tables. In one table are two young Hispanic young men. At the other table are two young African-American ladies. All four are on their phones, texting back and forth, had not ordered anything, just sitting there. So here I am with my donuts and my grandkid. We have no place to sit down. And I asked the little young girl behind the counter, I said, "What's going on?" She says, "Well, they've been here for about an hour, both of them. They're just sitting there. Have they ordered anything?" "No, they haven't ordered anything." So I got to stand up as a customer with my grandsons against the wall, juggling my coffee and donuts, and I'm a paying customer while these two tables are sitting there not buying a thing. Now, that's not right, Doc. So not only does the management have to juggle, I'm offended as a customer, and I'm not going back to Dunkin' Donuts anymore if they don't give me a place to sit down. Am I being unreasonable or not?
No, I think you're being reasonable. As you would telling your story, I was thinking they're going to lose a lot of business. I think because of what happened at Starbucks, everyone is going to be running scared for a while. And I think that there are going to be some people that take advantage of that situation, because there are always people that take advantage of a situation if they can get around, you know, get away with it. It's going to be a problem for a while. Hopefully it'll die down. But I don't know how these coffee shops exist, to tell you the truth, because what you're describing is very, very common, that people will be just sitting there for hours on end.
Hey, Doc, this is Leo Honeycutt. I'm one of those people that Jim Brown's mad at, because I will go into a Starbucks, and I will work all day using their Wi-Fi, and I will, of course, I'll drink coffee all day, or I'll buy their expensive food. But truthfully, I can be there from, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and you're right. I've wondered often with, and I'm not alone. There's a number of people who come in and do the same thing, and I'm wondering, can they turn over these tables and these chairs enough fast enough to really truly make a profit? Well, the answer must be yes, because Starbucks is on every street corner.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand, Leo, but you have been buying some things. What would you do? And if there was a big line of people standing there with no place to sit down, would you just say to heck with them and just go right and do your work?
Well, I haven't seen that yet, but I have offered my seat to, you know, other people to sit down if they wanted to eat a meal. Yes.
Dr. Diamond, I've done that too. Or say, hey, I got room at the table. Come on here and sit down at my table, you know, and join me. People do that. So
Did you ask these guys to move over?
Well, no, I didn't want to get into confrontation. You know, I've got my, if I were by myself, I'd have some words with them. I got my two little grandsons right here.
Okay.
I didn't want it to escalate into a situation to where they started reacting in a very smart way to me, and I'm reacting with my grandson. I didn't know what, and the poor little girl behind the counter, she didn't know what to do either.
No, I feel very, very sorry for the employees. I actually think they made a scapegoat out of the young woman that called the cops. I don't know why she called the cops. That was a little bit of overkill. But I felt very sorry for her being fired because she was just following orders. She was caught between a rock and a hard place.
Well, it opens up a whole new avenue where people with the training like yourself needs to be brought in because, you know, whether it's the Me Too movement here in Louisiana where we live, the legislature just passed a mandatory discrimination and education that people in charge of their departments have to carry on. So you need to do a whole lot of training in terms of sensitivity, in terms of business today, if you're going to be successful. Would you agree with that, Dr. Diamond?
I think so, and I wonder what's happening with the Starbucks training, actually, because it seems to me, and I don't know for sure, but it seems to me that if they're going to be training all of their people all over the country, that they're doing an online training, which is somebody talking at you rather than with you. I've created some of the online trainings because sometimes you're dealing with people all over the world, and you know that's the best you can really offer them. But frankly, nothing really changes if you don't have face-to-face trainings with lots of interaction and role-playing and what-ifs and, well, why does this matter and, you know, things of that sort. So, although Starbucks reached out to some very, very prominent people to help them design the training, I hope it works. I'm not so sure that it's a kind of a big deal, but I'm not so sure it's going to be the most effective deal.
You know, Dr. Jim, we also have been in Starbucks coast to coast, mostly in New York, mostly in the Gulf South. And one thing I have noticed in being in a lot of Starbucks for a long period of time is that you're seeing more and more homeless come into Starbucks, primarily to use facilities. But I've actually watched some come in and just go to the condiment counter and they just ate the sugar. In order to
tough situation. Dr. Diamond, give us your website if some of our listeners like to get in touch with you to talk some more about this whole area. What's your website?
DiamondAssociates.net. DiamondAssociatesPlural.net.
And I'll put that up on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Dr. Diamond, as always, it's great to have you on the show to get your perspective. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Tough problem, but as a customer, I got to get a better shake out of it. I'm not happy when I go order my cluster frappuccino, coca, caramel, whatever it all is. Do you want to go to Jim Brown and Leo Honeycutt here with you? We're going to come back and talk about the NFL kneeling problem right after this message.
Let's do them all.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs.
neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. Did you read that the NFL has just come out with a new policy about the taking of the knee, this whole knee controversy where certain players to protest take a knee during the national anthem? I don't like that. I don't agree with it, but that's what a number of players are doing. Well, now the policy is if you either got to stand for the national anthem, I think, or you got to go back into the locker room. You don't have to come out of the locker room, I think, is what and I want to get a little view on this in terms of how it's going to affect the NFL and sports. Our old buddy Kate Delaney's here with us right now. She's the sports princess. She's been on the show on several occasions. She has her own nationally syndicated radio program and got a pretty good view. Even though she is a woman, she's got a pretty good view, don't you, Kate?
I love that introduction, Jim. Thank you very much.
Really?
Unbelievable. I do have a point of view. I talked to somebody even at the league office the other day about this, and I've talked to a couple of players about it. And, I mean, here's the thing. First of all, it's very gray. So, in other words, specifically what they said the other day from the spring meetings, meaning they, the commissioner, I'm going to call they, because he released the statement where he said that, as you said, you can't take a knee, you have to stand for the national anthem, or you stay in the locker room or off the field, and that's fine, and then you can come out, no problem, but we won't allow that any longer, and there would be a price to pay for the team if you do that. And then what's going to be curious is what the team will do with the player, because the NFL also said it's up to the team to decide how they would handle it from there, meaning there could be, I don't know, suspensions, there could be other fines on top of what the NFL does. So it's a pretty gray area, and we'll see if somebody and some of these players continue to protest, not just one, but maybe some of them lock arms like they did before.
Yeah, Kate, because first of all, staying in the locker room doesn't really get a national exposure. You don't know who stays in the locker yep. room or anything like that. Or the announcer may say, well, I see number 32 or Bill Jones or someone's not on the field. But that doesn't hit home like the vision or the video or the picture of someone kneeling, locking in arms, like you said. So now the Players Association is not real happy about this new policy, are they?
No, they put out a statement right away saying they were upset or disappointed is the better word, and that's what they use. They were disappointed that they weren't involved at all in the decision, and since it affected their players, they should have had a say in it, and they're complaining about that and want it to be reviewed.
Remember the Olympics, I think it was back in 1970s or something like that. I'm an old track guy, and Tommy Smith won the 200-meter dash in the Olympic Games, got up on the podium and raised his fist with a glove on it up in the air. So you can't kneel, but we might see some other form of protest, a sign or a hand in the air. You're not kneeling, but there may be some other way that we still see some protest out there. You think that's a possibility?
Oh, I think your example was great because, you know, the ceremony that you're talking about, and I'm a big track person too, was in the 60s. It was the 68 Olympics. I remember looking at footage of this. It's iconic footage, in fact. And it's that black glove, black socks, no shoes, boom, fist in the air. I think you're exactly right, Jim. There will be some other form of protest.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see, and the owners, then I see the Jets, the owner of the New York Jets, and my daughter's got season tickets to the Jets and takes my grandsons there to all the Jets games, even though they're not much to watch, but owner of the Jets says, well, he will pay the fine, or he's not going to really support the whole idea. If someone wants to protest, he'll pay the fine himself. So owners are kind of in a tussle in terms of how they get along with their players, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be different from team to team exactly what the policy that was put out by Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, is how you handle it. So when you've got the CEO, as you said, of the Jets, Christopher Johnson, saying he's going to pay the fines for the players, what are guys like Jerry Jones going to do, the owner and GM of the Dallas Cowboys? I think he may be tougher on players, but we'll see what happens with his crew and whether they do the protest or not. Because remember, Minnesota Vikings, they had no problems with that. Mike Zimmer said he didn't want it, and the players didn't protest.
This is Leo Honeycutt. I've never talked to a sports princess before, but it's really kind of it's a great thing for me. I wanted to ask about Goodell has these contracts with the networks through 2022, so he doesn't feel that affected. Do you think that I read that there was this big flashback here from the sponsors who said, look, we're losing revenues on television of this, and so I think I'm feeling like a lot of this is coming just right down back to what it usually comes back to, which is money. Do you think that the owners are caught between a rock and a hard place on this one?
Yeah, absolutely, Leo. Nice to meet you, by the way. I think you're 100% right. And that was the squeeze, because here, I think the NFL didn't handle it right to begin with, because we're talking about 2 years ago in a preseason game, Colin Kaepernick, who was a quarterback for the 49ers, knelt, and that's what started it. And I think they didn't deal with it right. They were kind of trying to step around it, step away from it. And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And why? Because people in America, a lot of people, didn't like the idea that they thought the anthem was being used and trashed in the wrong way. And it wasn't highlighting what the players were trying to protest. And so some people boycotted, burned jerseys. And then there was pressure from a lot of the sponsors because they didn't want to be associated with that and being anti-patriotic.
Well, and now we're going to see this whole crucible come to another head for this season, because this is throwing down the gauntlet with the players' union not being involved. Now you're going to see real protests.
Oh, well, but Kate, you know, in general, if you look at the general thing, if you're, you know, players are the employees of a team in the NFL. Mm. And if you look at more the generic view, I mean, let's assume that you're doing sideline sports for an NFL game, or Aaron Andrews does that. I mean, what would happen if you took a knee or she took a knee in some, or what in my office? I mean, I'm in my office, and three times a day someone takes a break from their desk and takes a knee for 10 minutes because they want to do their protest. If they're my employee, I'm right in the middle of the meeting, you take a knee. I mean, you know, there's got to be some semblance of understanding. You know, I guess there's a my point is there's a time and a place, you know.
Yeah.
And there's also consequences. You know, Kaepernick, who you mentioned, he can't get a job in the NFL anymore. Nobody wants to touch him. So it's great to protest, lay down your principles, but you need to understand that there are consequences that have to, and may come back and bite you. So, and that's what's happened with him, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And your analogy is great. You know, anybody listening to us, think of where you're working or if you're running a business, et cetera. And for me, I also work for NBC Sports. I have a weekend show on the NBC Sports Network. And they love me now, guys, but I don't think they'd love me very much if I was holding protests and had just dead air and said, this is my protest. They wouldn't like it. And there's a good chance you could get suspended or fired. And that's the thing. You're right. They're employees of the teams. And that's what that's why the owners have to decide what they want to do.
But, Jim, let's also look at the Kaepernick. Kaepernick's career was basically tanking when all this began. So that could also be figuring in here as to why he's not being picked up.
Oh, I think that, you know, I don't think he's there. With all the young quarterbacks coming on,
right.
Baker Mayfield, all these new players, I think there's plenty of talent out there. All right, real quick, Kate, NBA Finals, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Cleveland and Golden State, or who's in the NBA Finals?
I think it's going to be Golden State and Boston. I think Boston takes it in the Garden and shocks the King, who I think is awesome.
Well, Trent James, that's tough when he's playing in Boston. Boston's not lost a game, I don't think, in the playoffs, quite frankly. I'm a big LeBron James fan. Is he going to be back next year in Cleveland or not?
I think he is, because I heard that they really don't want to take the Lakers' offer because the Lakers are dying to get a hold of him. It's not any kind of an official offer. That'd be illegal. But I think he'll stay with Cleveland.
I hope he does. It's a great story. He went back home to mama, went back home to his wife and kid in the city that gets no respect. So I hope he does. But, you know, the big dollar signs out there. How do you turn down an extra 10 or 15 or $20 million or more than that in a market like Los Angeles, where every kid up there will want to have his jersey on if it has the Lakers on it? So it's a tough choice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very tough choice. It's going to be fun to watch that finals in the NBA, though, for sure.
Okay, give us your website. I want to put it up on my... What's your website?
Go to invadethemancave.com, and I'll send you a free book. I'll send you a free autograph book if you go there today.
I'll take it. Invadethemancave.com. What a title. We're going to come back and talk about that soon.
Yes,
all right, Sports Princess, Kate Delaney. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you too.
Later, Princess.
She's a doll, and she's glad to have her on the show. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show, Leo Honeycutt with me. We're going to take a news at the top of the hour. Lots more to talk about. We're just getting fired up here, so stay with us, folks. RadioCommonSense.com. Freshen up your coffee, enjoy the news, and we'll be back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.